Shadows of the Heart. Chapter 1. The Weight of a Lie. Anna stood in the nursery, bathed in the soft, golden light filtering through the curtains. The quiet hum of the baby monitor was the only sound that broke the stillness. Her heart raced in her chest, not from the joy of motherhood, but from the burden of the secret she carried. She glanced down at Emily, sleeping peacefully, her tiny chest rising and falling in the gentle rhythm of dreams. Her daughter. But not Mark's. It was a truth that haunted Anna every moment. 6 months had passed since Emily's birth, 6 months of living in a lie that seemed to grow heavier with each passing day. She never thought it would be this hard. When she had first seen the positive pregnancy test, her immediate thought was Mark. How she could tell him, how excited he would be. But then, like a creeping shadow, the memory of that night with David resurfaced, and her heart clenched in fear. Would Emily look like him? Would Mark notice the subtle differences, the small details that betrayed her? Anna had hoped against hope that the baby would inherit more of her features, and in many ways, she had. Emily's bright blue eyes mirrored her own, her delicate nose a near-perfect replica of Anna's childhood photos. But there were moments, small, fleeting moments, where Anna saw David in her daughter's expressions, in the curve of her smile, and panic would claw at her chest. She had been so careful. So calculated. She never let Mark see her fear, never let him sense the gnawing doubt that consumed her. She had to keep him close. He had to believe that Emily was his. Anna had become a master of manipulation. Every day, she crafted the image of a perfect life, carefully balancing the illusion of their happy family against the weight of her guilt. Every night, she watched Mark hold Emily, cradling her tiny body in his arms, and every night, Anna told herself she was doing the right thing. That this was for Emily's sake. That no one needed to know the truth. Not now, not ever. But the lie was suffocating her. Anna. Mark's voice echoed from the hallway, startling her. She turned, forcing a smile onto her face as he stepped into the nursery. His hair was tousled, his shirt wrinkled from a long day at the office. He looked tired, worn out from the relentless pace of his work. But when his eyes fell on Emily, they softened, and for a moment, Anna's heart ached. "How's our little girl?" he asked, crossing the room to stand beside her. His hand rested on the small of her back, a familiar gesture of affection that now felt like a brand burning into her skin. "She's perfect," Anna whispered, her voice catching in her throat. She hated how easily the lie slipped from her lips, hated how natural it had become to deceive the man she once loved with her whole heart. But she had no choice. She couldn't let him know the truth. Mark leaned down and kissed Emily's forehead, his lips lingering for a moment before he straightened up. "I'm going to head to bed," he said quietly. "You coming?" "In a minute," Anna replied, her voice tight. "I'll just make sure she's settled." Mark gave her a tired smile and left the room, leaving Anna alone with her thoughts. She stared down at Emily, her chest tightening with the weight of her secret. How had it come to this? How had she let things spiral so far out of control? She hadn't meant for any of this to happen. That night with David, it had been a mistake, a brief lapse in judgment fueled by anger and loneliness. But the consequences had been devastating. Anna ran a hand through her hair, the strands falling loose around her face. She could still remember that night as clearly as if it had happened yesterday. The fight with Mark had been vicious, their words cutting deep, leaving wounds that neither of them had been able to heal. He had stormed out of the house, and in the aftermath of their argument, Anna had called David. She hadn't seen him in years. They had been friends once, close enough to confide in each other, close enough that the boundaries between them had blurred. That night, with Mark gone and her heart aching, she had fallen into David's arms. It had been a mistake, one she regretted the moment it was over. But the damage had already been done. When she found out she was pregnant, Anna's world had collapsed. She had tried to convince herself that the baby was Mark's, that the timing made sense. But deep down, she knew the truth. She knew that Emily wasn't Mark's child. And now, every day was a battle to keep that truth hidden. Anna leaned over the crib, brushing a kiss against Emily's soft forehead. "I'm sorry," she whispered, her voice trembling. "I'm so, so sorry." She wasn't just apologizing to her daughter. She was apologizing to herself, to Mark, to the life they could have had if only she hadn't made that one terrible mistake. But it was too late to turn back now. The lie had taken root, and all she could do was keep going, keep pretending that everything was fine. For Emily's sake. Chapter 2. The Subtle Art of Control. As the weeks passed, Anna became more adept at managing the delicate balance of her deception. Every interaction with Mark was a performance, every word carefully chosen to maintain the illusion of their happy family. She had learned how to manipulate him without him even realizing it. Small gestures of affection, a well-timed compliment, the soft suggestion that Emily needed him more than anything. It worked, most of the time. Mark, for all his faults, was a good father. He doted on Emily, showering her with love and attention whenever he was home. And when he wasn't home, when he was buried in his work, lost in the endless demands of his company, Anna used Emily as a way to pull him back. She would send him pictures of their daughter, her bright eyes sparkling, her tiny hands reaching out for him. "She misses you," Anna would text, knowing exactly how to tug at his heartstrings. "We miss you." And every time, without fail, Mark would come home, guilt written across his face, as if he believed he was failing his family by being away. Anna hated herself for it. She hated the way she used their daughter as a pawn in her game of control. But it was the only way to keep him close, the only way to make sure that the cracks in their marriage didn't grow too wide. Because if Mark ever found out the truth, Anna knew there would be no going back. Chapter 3. The Cracks Beneath the Surface. Weeks blurred into months, and Anna found herself moving through her life like a ghost. She was there, physically present, but emotionally detached. She lived in fear, in guilt, in the suffocating tension of holding her secret together. Each day was an intricate dance of pretending everything was fine, weaving her web of lies tighter around Mark. Every time she caught a glimpse of herself in the mirror, she barely recognized the woman staring back. She was hollow, and the weight of her deception was crushing her. Mark, ever the doting father, continued to pull away from his work, something that should have made Anna feel relieved. Yet, instead, she felt something twist inside her. His attention toward Emily, his love for her, was genuine. She could see it in the way his eyes lit up when he walked through the door and found their daughter reaching out to him with a giggle. The way he would cradle her in his arms at night, singing softly to her as she fell asleep. But Emily wasn't his. That knowledge gnawed at Anna like a wound that wouldn't heal. The closer Mark grew to Emily, the more unbearable it became. One evening, as they sat in the living room, Emily nestled against Mark's chest, Anna felt a sudden wave of anger rise within her. It wasn't anger at Mark, he hadn't done anything wrong, but anger at herself, at the life she'd trapped herself in. She watched as Mark kissed the top of Emily's head, his eyes closed in contentment, and for the first time, Anna felt a sharp, almost uncontrollable urge to blurt out the truth. To confess. To tear apart the illusion she had built and see what happened when everything came crashing down. But she couldn't. She didn't dare. Instead, she forced a smile and said, "You're such a great dad, Mark." He looked up at her, his expression soft, but there was something in his eyes that made Anna's heart skip a beat. A flicker of doubt. A fleeting moment of hesitation that sent a chill down her spine. "Thanks," he replied, his voice distant. "But sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm failing her." Anna's stomach twisted in knots. "Why would you say that?" Mark sighed, shifting Emily gently in his arms as she dozed off. "I've been so wrapped up in work. I haven't been here as much as I should be. And then I see you, always so calm, always holding everything together, and I feel like I'm letting you down." Anna swallowed hard, guilt choking her. He wasn't letting her down. He had no idea how far she had already fallen, how deeply she had betrayed him. And still, he felt like the one who had failed. "You're not letting anyone down," Anna said softly, though the words felt like ash in her mouth. "You're doing everything you can for us. For Emily." Mark gave her a small smile, but there was no joy in it. Just exhaustion. "I hope so." That flicker of doubt. What was it? Anna couldn't shake the feeling that something had shifted between them, something fragile and dangerous. She watched Mark closely over the next few days, looking for signs that he might suspect something, but there was nothing concrete. Just the growing distance in his eyes, the moments when he seemed lost in thought, as if he was grappling with something he couldn't quite put his finger on. And Anna's anxiety grew. Chapter 4. The Unexpected Reunion. David. She hadn't seen him since that night, hadn't dared to reach out. But life had a way of throwing the past back in her face, no matter how deeply she tried to bury it. It happened unexpectedly. Anna was at a local coffee shop one afternoon, sitting at a table by the window, sipping her latte while scrolling through work emails on her phone. Emily was with her mother for the day, giving Anna a rare moment of peace. Or so she thought. Anna. She froze. The voice was unmistakable. Slowly she turned her head, and there he was, David, standing just a few feet away, looking exactly as she remembered. Tall, broad-shouldered, with that easy smile that had always been his signature. But there was something else in his eyes now, something more mature, more weathered by the passage of time. Anna's heart skipped a beat, panic surging through her. She hadn't prepared herself for this moment, hadn't thought it would ever come. "David," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. She tried to smile, but it felt forced, awkward. She hoped he wouldn't notice the tremble in her hands. David smiled, that same charming, lopsided grin she had once found so irresistible. "Wow, it's been, God, how long has it been?" Anna swallowed, her throat suddenly dry. "A few years, I think." "Yeah. You look great." His eyes searched her face, and for a split second, Anna felt exposed, as if he could see right through her, as if he somehow knew the truth. But that was impossible. He had no idea. "Thanks," she managed to say, her voice tight. David motioned to the empty chair across from her. "Mind if I sit?" Anna hesitated for a fraction of a second before nodding. "Of course." As he sat down, Anna's mind raced. She couldn't let him see her panic. She had to act normal, casual, as if nothing had ever happened between them. But how could she, when the very man sitting in front of her was the father of her child? They made small talk at first, catching up on old friends, work, life in general. David had moved back into town recently, after a few years abroad for work. Anna listened, nodding at the right moments, but her mind was elsewhere, consumed by the growing fear that he might somehow guess the truth. And then he asked the question she had been dreading. "So, how's life? Are you still with Mark?" Anna nodded quickly, her voice a little too high-pitched. "Yeah, we're married now. And we have a daughter." David's expression shifted, surprise flickering in his eyes. "Wow. A daughter? That's amazing, Anna. Congratulations." "Thanks," Anna replied, forcing a smile. But she couldn't help the wave of nausea that washed over her as she spoke the words. David leaned back in his chair, studying her. "You seem different. Is everything okay?" The question caught her off guard. Anna's heart pounded in her chest. How could he see that something was wrong? How could he possibly know? "I'm fine," she lied. "Just busy with work, you know, and, Emily. It's a lot to juggle." David smiled gently, but his eyes remained fixed on her, searching for something deeper. "I get it. Parenthood changes everything." Anna nodded, her throat tight. "Yeah. It really does." The conversation drifted on, but Anna couldn't shake the feeling that she was walking on a knife's edge. David was too close, too familiar. The danger of him finding out about Emily was too great. She needed to end this, to leave, to put as much distance between them as possible. "I should go," Anna said abruptly, standing up and grabbing her coat. "It was really nice seeing you, David. But I have to get home." David looked surprised by her sudden departure, but he nodded, rising to his feet. "Of course. It was great seeing you too, Anna. Take care." Anna gave him a quick, awkward hug before practically bolting out of the coffee shop. As she walked down the street, her heart raced with the fear that her carefully constructed world was beginning to unravel. David was back in her life. And if he ever found out the truth, that Emily was his child, everything would come crashing down. Chapter 5. Suspicion. Mark was late again. Anna stood in the kitchen, staring at the clock, her anxiety growing with every passing minute. He had said he'd be home by 7, but it was already 8:30, and there was no sign of him. Emily was asleep upstairs, blissfully unaware of the tension that filled the house. Anna's mind raced, her thoughts spiraling out of control. What if Mark knew? What if he had started piecing things together? What if David had somehow reached out to him? When Mark finally walked through the door, Anna was on edge. He looked tired, his face drawn, but there was something else, a tension in his shoulders, a distance in his eyes. He barely glanced at her as he tossed his keys on the counter and headed straight for the fridge. "Hey," Anna said, her voice strained. "You're late." Mark grabbed a beer, twisting off the cap and taking a long drink before answering. "Yeah. Sorry. Work." Anna's stomach twisted. Something was wrong. She could feel it in the way he was avoiding her gaze, in the clipped tone of his voice. "Is everything okay?" Mark paused, his fingers tightening around the bottle. For a moment, he didn't respond, and Anna's heart pounded in her chest. "I don't know," he said finally, his voice low. "Is it?" Anna froze, her blood turning to ice. What did he mean by that? What was he trying to say? "Mark, what?
Does Emily look like me to you?" he interrupted, his voice sharp, cutting through the room like a knife.
Anna's breath caught in her throat. This was it.
The moment she had been dreading, the moment she had tried so hard to avoid.
He knew. He had to know.
She forced herself to stay calm, to act surprised, confused.
"What are you talking about?"
Mark turned to face her, his eyes dark, filled with suspicion and something else, hurt.
"I'm asking if you think Emily looks like me. Because lately I've been wondering. She doesn't really, does she?"
Anna's world spun. She opened her mouth to speak, but no words came out. She was trapped, caught in the snare of her own lies, and now the truth was clawing its way to the surface.
"Mark, I..."
"Just tell me the truth, Anna," Mark said, his voice breaking.
"I need to know. Is she mine?"
Anna stood there, frozen in place, her heart shattering as the reality of what she had done came crashing down around her.
There was no escaping it now. The truth was out.
Chapter 6. The Collapse. The silence between them was thick, suffocating. Anna could barely breathe. Mark's question lingered in the air like a storm cloud, ready to break and drown them both. His eyes were fixed on her, waiting, desperate for an answer that might save him or destroy him. "Mark," Anna's voice trembled, her hands shaking as she clutched the edge of the kitchen counter for support. Her mind raced, searching for something, anything, that could keep her world from unraveling. But the lie was too big, too heavy to carry any longer. Mark took a step closer, his face twisted in a mixture of disbelief and pain. "Anna, please," he whispered, his voice cracking.
"I need to know. Is she mine?"
Anna's chest tightened as her eyes filled with tears. She wanted to lie, to say yes, to tell him that Emily was his, that everything was fine.
But the words wouldn't come. She couldn't do it anymore.
She had reached the edge of the abyss, and there was no turning back.
"I'm so sorry," Anna whispered, her voice barely audible. Mark's face went pale, his eyes wide with shock.
He took a step back as if her words had physically struck him. "No," he said, shaking his head, refusing to believe what he had just heard.
"No, Anna, you can't. She's my daughter."
"She's..." "She's not," Anna choked out, the tears now streaming down her face.
"She's not yours, Mark."
Mark staggered backward, his hands gripping the back of a chair as if he needed something to hold him upright. His breathing was ragged, his eyes wild with hurt and anger.
"Who?" he demanded, his voice rising. "Who is he, Anna? Who is her father?"
Anna swallowed hard, her throat raw.
"David."
Mark's face contorted with rage, his hand slamming down on the chair so hard it nearly tipped over.
"David? David?"
He laughed bitterly, the sound harsh and broken.
"You slept with him? You..." He couldn't even finish the sentence, his anger too overwhelming.
He turned away from her, pacing the kitchen like a caged animal. Anna wiped at her tears, her heart breaking at the sight of him. She had destroyed him, destroyed everything. The life they had built, the family they had created, even if it was based on a lie.
It was all crumbling in front of her.
"Mark, I'm so sorry," Anna pleaded, stepping toward him, her hands trembling.
"It was a mistake. It was one night, I... one night."
Mark's voice was venomous as he whirled around to face her, his eyes burning with fury.
"One night? And you thought it was okay to keep this from me?
To let me believe that Emily was mine?
What kind of person does that, Anna?"
Anna flinched at his words, her guilt cutting deeper than she ever thought possible.
She couldn't answer him.
There was no excuse, no justification that would make this right. She had made a terrible mistake, and she had compounded it by lying to him for months. "I thought," she began, her voice shaking. "I thought I was doing the right thing. I didn't want to hurt you. I didn't want to break up our family." Mark's laughter was cold and hollow. "You didn't want to hurt me? You've been lying to me for over a year, Anna. You've been letting me raise someone else's child, pretending she was mine. Do you have any idea what this feels like? Do you even care?"
"I do care,"
Anna cried, the desperation in her voice tearing at the air between them. "I care about you, I care about Emily." "Don't you dare say her name right now," Mark snapped, his face contorting with pain. "I don't even know who she is anymore. I don't know what to believe." Anna sobbed, her hands covering her face as she broke down in front of him. "I'm sorry, I'm so sorry," she repeated, the words spilling out of her like a mantra, as if saying them enough times would somehow undo the damage she had done. But it was too late. She could see it in his eyes. The hurt, the betrayal, the disbelief. She had crossed a line, and there was no going back. Mark stood in silence for what felt like an eternity, his chest heaving with the weight of his emotions. When he finally spoke, his voice was low, but there was a finality in it that chilled Anna to the bone. "I can't do this," he said, shaking his head. "I can't stay here, Anna. I need to go." Anna's heart seized in her chest. "No, Mark, please," she begged, reaching for him, but he stepped away from her touch, his expression hardening. "I can't even look at you right now," he said, his voice thick with emotion. "I don't know who you are." The words cut her like a knife, but she knew she deserved them. She had lied to him, manipulated him, and now she was paying the price. Without another word, Mark turned and walked out of the kitchen, leaving Anna standing there, her body trembling as the weight of her actions finally came crashing down on her. She heard the front door open, the sound of Mark's footsteps fading as he walked away. And then the door closed with a soft click, and the house was silent. Chapter 7: The Empty House. The emptiness in the house was palpable. It echoed through the walls, through the halls, through the rooms where once there had been life and love. Mark was gone. Anna had known this moment would come, but nothing had prepared her for the cold, hollow ache that now consumed her. Emily stirred upstairs, her soft cry piercing through the silence, pulling Anna out of her thoughts. Mechanically, she wiped her tears and made her way to the nursery. As she entered, she found Emily standing in her crib, her small hands gripping the bars, her wide blue eyes searching for comfort. Anna reached down, lifting her daughter into her arms. Emily nestled against her chest, her tiny body warm and soft, completely unaware of the chaos that had unfolded downstairs. For a moment, Anna closed her eyes and let herself feel the weight of her daughter in her arms, the warmth of her small body, the rhythmic rise and fall of her breaths. But even as she held Emily close, the guilt gnawed at her, sharper now than ever before. She had tried to protect this fragile, perfect love between mother and child. But in doing so, she had destroyed the one thing she had wanted to preserve, her family. Anna kissed Emily's forehead, her lips trembling. "I'm sorry," she whispered, her voice cracking.
"I'm so sorry, baby."
Emily cooed softly, her tiny hands reaching up to touch Anna's face, her innocent smile breaking through the shadows that hung over them. But Anna couldn't shake the feeling that she had failed her daughter in the worst possible way. She had failed everyone. Chapter 8: The Aftermath. The days blurred together in the wake of Mark's departure. He hadn't called, hadn't texted, hadn't come home. Anna had no idea where he was or what he was doing. She felt like a ghost, drifting through the house, waiting for something, anything, to change. Her mother had offered to come over and help with Emily, sensing that something was wrong, but Anna had turned her down. She couldn't face anyone right now, couldn't bear the questions, the pity, the judgment. She was barely holding herself together as it was. Every time she looked at Emily, the guilt surged anew. She saw David's features in her daughter more clearly now, the shape of her nose, the curve of her smile. How had she ever thought she could hide this? And yet, she loved Emily with a fierceness that scared her. Despite everything, despite the lies and the pain, her daughter was the one thing that still felt real, still felt pure. But even that love was tainted by the knowledge of what she had done. One afternoon, as Anna sat in the living room, staring blankly at the TV, her phone buzzed on the coffee table. Her heart leapt into her throat. Was it Mark?
but when she picked up the phone, it wasn't Mark's name on the screen. It was David. Her breath caught. She hadn't spoken to him since that day at the coffee shop, and now, seeing his name, a flood of emotions crashed over her. Fear, guilt, longing. She stared at the phone for a long moment before finally swiping to answer. Hello. Her voice was shaky, unsure. Anna, hey. David's voice came through the line, warm and familiar. I've been thinking about you since we ran into each other. I just wanted to check in. See how you're doing. Anna closed her eyes, her heart racing. I'm okay, she lied, her voice thin. David was silent for a moment, as if weighing his next words carefully. You didn't seem okay when we saw each other. Is everything all right? Anna's throat tightened. She couldn't do this. Not with him. Not now. David, I... Before she could finish, there was a knock at the door. Anna's pulse quickened. Was it Mark? Had he come back? I have to go, she said hurriedly, ending the call before David could respond. She dropped the phone onto the couch and rushed to the door, her heart pounding in her chest. But when she opened it, it wasn't Mark standing there. It was David. Chapter 9, The Return of the Past. Anna's breath caught in her throat as she stood frozen in the doorway, staring at David. He stood there, his hands stuffed into the pockets of his jacket, his expression unreadable. For a moment, neither of them spoke, the weight of their past hanging between them like a suffocating cloud. David, Anna finally whispered, her voice barely audible. Hey, he replied, his voice soft, but there was a tension behind it, a nervous energy that mirrored her own. I know I probably shouldn't have come by like this, but, after we talked the other day, I couldn't stop thinking about you. About everything. Anna felt her heart racing, her mind spinning. This wasn't supposed to happen. David wasn't supposed to be here, standing on her doorstep, looking at her with those familiar, piercing eyes that had once made her feel things she hadn't felt in years. She swallowed hard, trying to keep her voice steady. David, this isn't a good time. I know, he said, stepping forward slightly, his gaze searching hers. But Anna, something's wrong. I can see it. I saw it the other day, and I'm seeing it now. What's going on? Are you okay? Anna's hand tightened on the doorframe, her knuckles white. How could she even begin to explain the chaos she had created? The lie she had built her life around was crumbling, and now, standing in front of her, was the very man whose presence threatened to tear apart what little was left. I'm fine, she lied again, her voice strained. David frowned, his eyes narrowing in concern. You're not. And I don't believe you. He paused, glancing down the street before looking back at her. Can I come in? Just for a minute? Please. Anna hesitated, her mind screaming at her to say no, to send him away before everything spiraled even further out of control. But something inside her, the part of her that had never quite let go of him, the part that still remembered the way he made her feel, wouldn't let her. She stepped aside, her heart pounding in her chest. Okay. Just for a minute. David walked in slowly, his eyes scanning the house, taking in the photos on the walls, the toys scattered across the living room floor, the baby blanket draped over the arm of the couch. Anna could see the questions in his eyes, the thoughts racing through his mind. He knew something wasn't right, but he didn't know how deep it went. Not yet. So, he began, turning to face her, you and Mark. You have a daughter. Anna nodded, feeling the lump in her throat grow larger. Yes. Emily. David smiled softly, but there was a sadness in his eyes that made Anna's heart ache. That's wonderful, Anna. I'm happy for you. You've always wanted a family. Anna swallowed hard, the guilt pressing down on her like a weight she couldn't bear. She wanted to scream, to tell him the truth, to confess everything. But the words wouldn't come. Instead, she forced herself to meet his gaze. David, I... Before she could finish, Emily's soft cry echoed from the nursery upstairs. Anna flinched, her eyes darting toward the stairs, her body tensing as if she had been caught in a lie. David noticed, his brows furrowing as he looked at her. Is that her? He asked, his voice gentle. Anna nodded, her hands trembling. Yeah, she must have just woken up. David took a step toward the stairs, his curiosity piqued. Can I meet her? Anna's heart dropped. Panic surged through her, the air suddenly thick and suffocating. No. No, he couldn't. he couldn't see her. He couldn't meet Emily, because the moment he did, he would know. He would see it in her eyes, in her smile, in the shape of her face. "David, I..." Anna started, but the words caught in her throat. He stopped, sensing her hesitation, and his expression shifted, concern deepening. "Anna, what's going on?" he asked, his voice low, searching. "Why are you so afraid to let me see her?" Anna's pulse thundered in her ears. This was it. The moment she had been dreading for so long. The moment when everything would come crashing down. She couldn't hide anymore. Not from Mark, not from David, and certainly not from herself. "David," she whispered, her voice trembling. "Emily is..." But before she could finish, Emily's cries grew louder, more insistent, cutting through the tension like a knife. Anna bit her lip, her heart racing. There was no way out now. She couldn't avoid this any longer. Without another word, Anna turned and rushed up the stairs, her legs shaky as she moved toward the nursery. She could feel David's eyes on her, following her every step, and the weight of his presence behind her made it harder to breathe. When she entered the nursery, Emily was standing in her crib, her face red and tear-streaked, her tiny fists clutching the bars as she sobbed. Anna's heart ached as she scooped her daughter into her arms, cradling her against her chest, her guilt suffocating her. David appeared in the doorway, his eyes softening as he looked at the baby in Anna's arms. For a moment, there was nothing but silence, the weight of the truth hanging between them, unspoken. "She's beautiful," David said softly, his voice filled with awe. Anna couldn't speak. She held Emily tighter, her fingers trembling as she brushed a kiss against her daughter's soft hair. This was her worst nightmare coming to life, and yet, she couldn't stop it. The lie had finally caught up with her. David took a step closer, his eyes fixed on Emily. "Anna, there's something you're not telling me," he said quietly, his voice steady but insistent. "Is she? Is Emily mine?" The room seemed to tilt, the floor falling away beneath Anna's feet. She felt dizzy, sick to her stomach, the walls closing in around her. She had spent months building walls around this secret, protecting it, keeping it hidden from the world. But now, standing in the nursery, with David in front of her and Emily in her arms, there was no more hiding. No more pretending. Anna's breath caught in her throat, her vision blurring with tears as she finally looked at David, her voice breaking. "Yes." David stared at her, the truth hitting him like a tidal wave. His face drained of color, his hands clenching at his sides as he struggled to process what she had just said. "What?" he whispered, disbelief flooding his voice. "Anna." "She's your daughter, David," Anna said, her voice thick with emotion.
"I didn't know how to tell you. I didn't want to ruin your life."
David's face twisted in shock, his eyes wide as he stared at her, at Emily, at the truth he had never expected to hear. "You kept this from me?" he asked, his voice rising with disbelief.
"All this time? You let me believe. Anna, how could you do that?"
Tears spilled down Anna's cheeks, her heart breaking as she saw the hurt and anger in his eyes. She had done this. She had lied to him, just as she had lied to Mark. And now, she was watching everything fall apart in front of her. "I'm sorry," Anna sobbed, her voice trembling.
"I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to tell you, how to tell Mark. I was so scared. I didn't want to lose everything."
David ran a hand through his hair, pacing the small room as he tried to wrap his head around the bombshell that had just been dropped on him. "Everything," he repeated, his voice hard. "You're talking about your life.
What about mine, Anna? What about my right to know that I have a daughter? My right to be part of her life?"
Anna's chest tightened, her guilt suffocating her.
I know, and I'm so sorry. I thought I was protecting her. I thought I was protecting you. I never meant to hurt you, David."
David stopped pacing and turned to face her, his expression filled with hurt and disbelief. "Well, you did," he said quietly, his voice breaking.
"You hurt me. And you hurt her, Anna. You kept me from my daughter."
Anna's legs gave out, and she sank into the rocking chair by the crib, holding Emily tightly as she sobbed. Everything was falling apart, and there was nothing she could do to stop it. She had lied to both men, and now, she was paying the price. David stood there for a moment, staring at her with a mixture of pain and anger, before he shook his head, his voice raw.
"I need time," he said quietly. I need to think.
With that, he turned and walked out of the nursery, leaving Anna sitting there, holding Emily in her arms, her heart shattered into pieces. The days after David's departure were a blur of silence and isolation. Mark hadn't come home, and David hadn't called. The house felt colder, emptier, with the weight of what Anna had done hanging heavy in the air. Every room reminded her of the life she had built on lies, the family she had tried so desperately to hold together. But now, everything was in ruins. Anna sat in the living room, staring at the photo of her and Mark on their wedding day. They looked so happy, so full of hope. She remembered the way he had held her hand, the way they had whispered promises to each other, thinking they would last forever. But those promises had been broken. Not by Mark, but by her. The guilt consumed her. She had destroyed her marriage, hurt the man she loved, and deprived David of the chance to know his daughter. And worst of all, she had failed Emily. She had failed as a wife, as a mother, as a person. Her phone buzzed on the table, jolting her from her thoughts. Her heart leapt, hoping it was Mark, but when she picked it up, the screen showed an unknown number. Hesitant, she answered.
Hello.
Anna, it's me. Mark's voice came through, distant and cold. Anna's breath caught, her heart pounding.
Mark.
I just need to say something, he interrupted, his tone flat, emotionless.
I'm not coming back. Not right now. I can't
deal with this. Anna felt her chest tighten, tears springing to her eyes.
Mark, please.
I just need space, he continued, his voice steady but distant.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, Anna. I feel like I don't know anything anymore. I need time.
Time. Anna repeated, her voice cracking.
How much time?
Mark, I'm sorry. I never wanted this to happen. I never meant to. I can't talk about this right now, he said sharply.
I'll call you when I'm ready. Goodbye, Anna.
The line went dead. Anna sat there, her heart shattered. Mark was gone. David was gone. And now, all she had left was the silence. Chapter 11, Lost in the Silence. The days after Mark's phone call passed like shadows. Time lost meaning. The house was quiet, save for Emily's soft babbling, her innocent laughter that cut through the heavy atmosphere like a knife. But every sound felt muffled, distant. The world around Anna had dulled, as if she was living in a dream from which she couldn't wake. She moved through the motions of motherhood, feeding, changing, rocking Emily to sleep, but her mind was elsewhere, trapped in the endless loop of guilt and regret. Every moment she spent with Emily reminded her of the truth she could no longer hide. Emily was beautiful, full of life, but she wasn't Mark's. The one thing that should have brought them closer had torn them apart. Anna barely slept. When she did, the nightmares came, visions of Mark walking out the door and never returning, David's face twisted in betrayal, Emily growing up asking questions Anna couldn't answer. She would wake up in the middle of the night, drenched in sweat, gasping for breath, only to find the emptiness of her bed swallowing her whole. Each day, Anna expected Mark to return. She imagined him coming through the door, ready to talk, ready to forgive, or at least ready to confront her. But he didn't. The days stretched on, and he remained a ghost, a silent presence hanging over her, just out of reach. One evening, after Emily had finally drifted to sleep, Anna sat on the couch, staring blankly at the flickering light of the TV. She hadn't spoken to anyone in days, isolating herself in the house, in the suffocating silence. She had turned down calls from friends, ignored her mother's worried texts. She couldn't face anyone, not like this. As she sat there, her phone buzzed on the coffee table. For a brief moment, her heart leapt, hoping it was Mark. But when she picked it up, she saw David's name flash across the screen. Her stomach twisted. She hadn't spoken to him since he had walked out of the nursery, the weight of the truth between them too heavy to bear. She stared at the phone for a moment, her hand trembling, before finally answering. David, she whispered, her voice barely audible. Anna, his voice was steady, but there was a tension behind it, something unresolved.
We need to talk.
Anna's heart pounded in her chest.
I know, she said quietly, her throat tight. Can I come by?
David asked, his tone softer now.
I need to see you. I need to see Emily.
Anna closed her eyes, her body tense with fear and guilt. She knew this was inevitable, that David had every right to see his daughter, to be part of her life. But the thought of facing him, of explaining everything she had kept hidden, terrified her.
"Okay," she whispered. "Come over."
Chapter 12. Facing the Truth.
An hour later, there was a knock at the door.
Anna's hands were shaking as she opened it, and there was David, standing on her doorstep once again. But this time, his face wasn't filled with confusion or disbelief.
It was calm, but his eyes carried the weight of all that had been left unsaid.
"Hi," David said softly, his gaze locking with hers.
"Hi," Anna replied, her voice barely audible.
David stepped inside, his movements careful, as though he didn't want to disturb the fragile tension that hung between them. Anna led him into the living room, where they sat down in silence for a moment, the air between them thick with unspoken words. Finally, David broke the silence.
"I've been thinking about this, about everything. Since you told me."
Anna's chest tightened, her eyes filling with tears she tried desperately to hold back.
"I never meant to keep her from you, David," she said, her voice trembling. "I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to tell you. I thought if I did, it would ruin everything." David nodded slowly, his expression serious.
"I understand why you were scared, Anna. But I have a daughter. I have a right to know her. To be part of her life." Anna's breath hitched in her throat, the guilt suffocating her. She knew he was right. She had robbed him of those first precious months with Emily, all because of her own fear and selfishness. She had been trying to protect herself, to avoid the consequences of her actions, and in doing so, she had hurt the people she cared about most.
"I know," she whispered, her voice barely audible. "I'm so sorry, David. I've made so many mistakes."
David was silent for a moment, his eyes searching hers.
"You have," he said quietly, his voice gentle but firm. "But that doesn't change the fact that I'm Emily's father. And I want to be in her life. I want to know her."
Anna nodded, tears spilling down her cheeks.
"You should be.
You deserve to know her." David leaned forward, his expression softening as he looked at her, really looked at her.
"I'm not here to punish you, Anna," he said, his voice low. "I'm not here to make you feel worse than you already do. I just want what's best for Emily. For all of us."
Anna's heart ached at his words. She had expected anger, resentment, maybe even hatred from him. But instead, there was compassion, understanding. And that made the guilt even harder to bear. David looked down at his hands for a moment before asking the question that had been weighing on him since the truth came out.
"Does Mark know?"
Anna's body tensed at the mention of Mark's name. The pain of his absence cut through her like a knife.
"Yes," she whispered, her voice breaking. "He knows. He left."
David exhaled slowly, his expression somber.
"I'm sorry, Anna."
Anna shook her head, her eyes filling with fresh tears.
"It's my fault. I lied to him. I lied to everyone. I destroyed everything."
David reached out and placed a hand on her arm, his touch warm, grounding.
"You didn't destroy everything," he said gently. "We can figure this out. We'll figure out how to make this work, for Emily."
Anna looked up at him, her eyes red and swollen from crying.
"How?" she asked, her voice thick with emotion. "How do we fix this?"
David sighed, running a hand through his hair.
"I don't know. But I do know that Emily needs us, both of us. And whatever happens with you and Mark, we have to put her first."
Anna nodded, wiping at her tears.
"You're right.
She's all that matters." There was a long pause before David spoke again.
"Can I see her?"
Anna's heart clenched, but she knew she couldn't keep him away from his daughter any longer. She stood up and walked upstairs, her body heavy with exhaustion and guilt. Emily was asleep in her crib, her tiny chest rising and falling with each breath, her face peaceful and untroubled. For a moment, Anna just stood there, watching her daughter sleep, the overwhelming love she felt for Emily mingling with the crushing guilt of everything she had done. She had tried to protect her, but in the end, she had only caused more pain. Carefully, she lifted Emily from her crib, cradling her against her chest. Emily stirred, her big blue eyes fluttering open, her small hand reaching up to touch Anna's face. Anna kissed her forehead, her heart breaking all over again. She carried Emily downstairs, where David was waiting, his expression tense but hopeful. When he saw her, his eyes softened, and he stood up, moving toward them slowly. Anna handed Emily to him, her hands trembling. David took her gently, cradling her in his arms, his eyes filled with awe and wonder as he looked down at his daughter for the first time. "She's beautiful," he whispered, his voice thick with emotion. Anna wiped at her eyes, her heart aching. "She looks like you." David smiled softly, tears welling in his eyes as he gazed at Emily. "Hi, sweet girl," he whispered, his voice trembling.
"I'm your daddy."
Emily blinked up at him, her tiny fingers wrapping around his thumb. David let out a shaky breath, his face a mixture of joy and sadness. It was the moment he had missed, the moment Anna had kept from him for so long. But now, it was real. For a few minutes, they stood there in silence, David holding his daughter, Anna standing nearby, her heart heavy but hopeful. For the first time in a long time, she felt like maybe, just maybe, there was a way forward. But she knew that the hardest part was still to come. Chapter 13, Broken Pieces. David visited Emily often after that day, and each time, Anna's heart broke a little more. She watched as he bonded with their daughter, his joy and love for her palpable, even as the tension between them lingered. There was no denying that David was a good father, that he cared deeply for Emily, and that he wanted to be part of her life. But every time Anna saw them together, the guilt weighed heavier on her chest. She had taken this from him, robbed him of the first months of Emily's life, all because of her fear, her selfishness. She also missed Mark. She missed the man who had once been her best friend, her partner, her husband. Every night, she lay in bed, staring at the empty space beside her, wondering if he would ever come back. Wondering if he could ever forgive her. Days turned into weeks, and still, there was no word from him. The silence was unbearable, gnawing at her, filling the house with an emptiness that no amount of laughter from Emily or visits from David could erase. Anna knew she had to make a decision, that she couldn't keep living in this limbo, but the thought of confronting Mark again terrified her. What if he never wanted to see her again? What if the damage she had done was too great to repair? One evening, after putting Emily to bed, Anna found herself sitting on the couch, staring at her wedding ring. It still felt strange on her finger, a reminder of the promises she had made and broken. She turned it over in her hand, feeling the weight of it, the cold metal pressing into her skin. And then, for the first time in weeks, her phone rang. Her heart leapt into her throat when she saw Mark's name on the screen. Hands shaking, she answered, her voice barely above a whisper. "Mark." There was a long pause, and for a moment, Anna thought he might hang up. But then, his voice came through, quiet and heavy with emotion. "We need to talk." Chapter 14, The Confrontation. The drive to Mark's apartment felt like an eternity. Anna's heart pounded in her chest, each mile a reminder of the emotional reckoning that lay ahead. She hadn't seen him in weeks, hadn't heard his voice beyond that short, clipped phone call, and now, as she pulled into the parking lot of the small apartment building where he had been staying, she felt like she was walking into a battlefield. She parked, turned off the engine, and sat there for a moment, gripping the steering wheel, trying to calm her racing heart. The building loomed in front of her, cold and unwelcoming, and yet it held the person who once meant everything to her. Her hands shook as she unbuckled her seatbelt and stepped out of the car, the cool night air biting at her skin. She could barely breathe as she approached the door. With trembling fingers, she knocked. For a moment, nothing happened, and then, slowly, the door opened. Mark stood there, his expression unreadable. He looked different, thinner, more worn. His eyes, once so warm and familiar, were now clouded with something darker. Pain. Betrayal. Distance. "Hey," he said quietly, stepping aside to let her in. "Hi," Anna whispered, her voice shaky as she walked inside. The apartment was sparse, nothing like the home they had shared together. A single couch, a coffee table, a TV. Everything about the place felt temporary, like Mark was living in limbo, just as she was. The silence between them was thick, the air heavy with everything left unsaid. They sat down on opposite ends of the couch, the distance between them feeling wider than the physical space. Anna looked down at her hands, twisting her wedding ring nervously, unable to meet his gaze. Mark was the first to speak. "So," he began, his voice low, almost hollow. "Where do we start?" Anna swallowed hard, her throat dry.
I don't know."
Mark let out a bitter laugh, running a hand through his hair.
"You don't know."
His voice was sharper now, edged with hurt. How about we start with the fact that I've been raising someone else's child? That I've been lied to for over a year. Anna flinched at the words, tears welling up in her eyes. She had been bracing for this, but hearing it out loud, hearing the pain in Mark's voice, was more than she could bear. "Mark, I'm so sorry," she said, her voice trembling. "I never meant for any of this to happen. I didn't know what to do." Mark shook his head, his jaw tight. "Didn't know what to do? Anna, you had plenty of chances to tell me the truth. You could have told me when you found out you were pregnant. You could have told me after Emily was born. But instead, you let me believe," he broke off, his voice cracking, and for the first time, Anna saw the raw hurt in his eyes. "You let me believe she was mine." Anna sobbed, covering her face with her hands. I know, and I hate myself for it. I was scared. I thought if I told you the truth, I would lose you. I didn't want to lose our family." Mark's face twisted in disbelief. "Well, congratulations. You lost it anyway." The words hit Anna like a physical blow. She had known this was coming, had known that her lies had done irreparable damage, but hearing it from Mark, hearing the finality in his voice, made her chest tighten with despair. "I love you," Anna whispered, her voice breaking. "I love you so much, Mark. I never wanted to hurt you." Mark let out a bitter laugh, shaking his head. "You don't do this to someone you love, Anna. You don't lie to them, manipulate them, and let them raise a child that's not theirs. That's not love." Anna flinched, fresh tears streaming down her face. "I didn't mean for it to happen like this," she pleaded. "I didn't mean to hurt you. I was trying to protect you. Protect me." Mark's voice was filled with disbelief, his eyes narrowing. "Protect me from what, Anna? The truth? You think I couldn't have handled it? You think I wouldn't have wanted to know that the child I was raising wasn't mine?" Anna sobbed, her chest heaving with the weight of her guilt. "I was scared," she choked out. "I was scared you would leave me. I was scared of what it would do to us. And then Emily was born, and she was so beautiful, and I thought maybe we could still be a family." Mark's face twisted with pain. "But we're not a family, Anna. Not anymore. I don't even know who you are." Anna broke down completely then, her body shaking with sobs. She wanted to reach out to him, to beg him to forgive her, but she knew it was too late. She had crossed a line that couldn't be uncrossed. For a long time, neither of them spoke. The only sound in the room was Anna's quiet sobs, and the weight of everything they had lost hung heavy in the air. Finally, Mark sighed, rubbing his hands over his face. "I don't know what to do," he said quietly. "I don't know how to move forward from this." Anna wiped at her tears, her heart aching. Do you think you could ever forgive me?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Mark was silent for a long time, his eyes fixed on the floor. When he finally spoke, his voice was heavy with sadness. "I don't know, Anna," he said softly. "I honestly don't know." The words broke Anna's heart all over again, but she understood. She had shattered their life, their trust, and forgiveness wasn't something she could demand or expect. It would take time, if it came at all. Mark stood up then, running a hand through his hair. "I need more time," he said quietly. "I need to figure out what this means for us. For Emily." Anna nodded, tears still streaming down her face. "I understand." Mark turned to leave, but before he reached the door, he paused, his back to her. "I loved you, Anna," he said, his voice breaking. "I really loved you." And with that, he walked out of the apartment, leaving Anna standing there, broken, her heart shattered beyond repair. Chapter 15. Picking up the pieces. In the weeks that followed, Anna found herself living in a haze of regret and sorrow. Mark hadn't called, and each day that passed felt like a lifetime. She went through the motions of life, taking care of Emily, working, trying to keep some semblance of normalcy, but inside, she was drowning. Every morning she woke up with the hope that Mark would come back, that he would forgive her, that they could somehow rebuild what had been broken. But as the days turned into weeks, that hope slowly withered. David continued to visit Emily, and while their relationship was strained, there was a growing sense of understanding between them. They were both trying, for Emily's sake, to navigate the mess that Anna had created. But the truth was, David wasn't Mark. And no matter how much David tried to be present for Emily, it wasn't the same. One evening, after putting Emily to bed, Anna sat in the kitchen, staring at the divorce papers Mark had sent a few days earlier. Her hand hovered over the pen, her heart aching with the finality of it all. Signing the papers would mean the end of everything. The end of the life they had built together, the end of their marriage, the end of the family she had once dreamed of. But she knew it was what Mark wanted. He hadn't spoken to her in weeks, hadn't come to see Emily. His silence was answer enough. He couldn't forgive her, and she couldn't blame him. With a heavy heart, Anna picked up the pen and signed her name, her hand shaking as she did. When she finished, she sat back in her chair, the weight of her decision crashing down on her. It was over. Her phone buzzed on the table, breaking the heavy silence. It was a text from David. "Can I see Emily tomorrow? I miss her." Anna stared at the message, her heart heavy with guilt. She had taken so much from both David and Mark, and now, she was left with nothing but the broken pieces of her life. But she couldn't deny David the chance to be part of Emily's life. He deserved that, at least. "Of course. Come by whenever," she texted back. The next morning, David arrived early, carrying a small stuffed animal for Emily. Anna watched as he scooped her up, his face lighting up with a joy she had never seen in him before. Emily giggled, reaching for his face, her tiny fingers brushing against his cheek. David kissed her forehead, his eyes filled with love. Anna stood back, watching the two of them, her heart aching. This was what should have been from the beginning, David, Emily, together. She had tried to rewrite the story, tried to force something that wasn't meant to be. And in doing so, she had lost everything. David looked up at her, his expression softening. "You're a good mother, Anna," he said quietly, his voice filled with sincerity. "No matter what happened, no matter what mistakes you made, you love her. That's all that matters." Anna's eyes filled with tears, her chest tightening. "I hope so," she whispered. "I hope I haven't ruined everything." David shook his head, his eyes gentle. "You haven't. You made mistakes, yes. But you can't let them define you. You have Emily. You have me, if you'll let me be part of her life." Anna nodded, her heart aching. "I want you to be part of her life," she said softly. "She deserves to know her father." David smiled, a small, hopeful smile that warmed her heart, even in the midst of her pain. "We'll figure this out," he said quietly. "For her." For the first time in weeks, Anna felt a small glimmer of hope. She had lost so much, her marriage, her trust, the life she had once known. But maybe, just maybe, there was a way forward. Maybe there was a chance to rebuild, to pick up the broken pieces and start again. Chapter 16, A New Beginning. Months passed, and slowly, life began to take on a new shape. Anna and David found a rhythm, co-parenting Emily with a sense of shared purpose. There was no romantic relationship between them. Too much had happened, too much had been lost, but there was a growing bond, rooted in their love for their daughter. Mark had officially filed for divorce, and while the pain of losing him still lingered, Anna was beginning to accept it. She couldn't change the past. She couldn't undo the mistakes she had made. But she could learn from them. She could be better for Emily, for herself. One afternoon, as Anna sat in the park watching Emily play, she noticed a familiar figure approaching from the corner of her eye. Her heart skipped a beat as she turned and saw Mark standing there, hands in his pockets, watching her. "Mark," she whispered, her voice trembling. He nodded, his expression unreadable. "Can I sit?" Anna nodded, her heart racing as he sat down beside her. For a moment, neither of them spoke, the weight of everything that had happened hanging between them. "I've been thinking," Mark began, his voice quiet, "about everything. About us. About Emily." Anna's throat tightened. "I never wanted to hurt you, Mark," she said softly. "I still love you." Mark sighed, running a hand through his hair. "I know you didn't want to hurt me," he said quietly. "But you did. And I don't know if I can ever forgive that." Anna's heart broke all over again, but she nodded, tears welling in her eyes. "I understand." Mark looked over at Emily, who was laughing as she ran through the grass. "I've missed her," he said softly. "I've missed you both." Anna wiped at her tears, her chest tightening. "You can see her whenever you want," she whispered. "She loves you, Mark. She still needs you." Mark nodded, his eyes still fixed on Emily.
I'm not sure where we go from here, Anna, he admitted. I'm not sure if we can ever be what we were.
Anna's heart ached, but she nodded, accepting the truth.
I know.
They sat in silence for a long time, watching Emily play, the soft breeze rustling the leaves around them. And while the future was uncertain, there was a sense of peace that settled over them, a fragile peace, but peace nonetheless. For the first time in a long time, Anna allowed herself to hope. Hope that, even though things would never be the same, they could still move forward. Hope that there was still a chance for healing, for forgiveness, for a new beginning. And maybe, just maybe, that was enough.
Chapter 17, The Choice. The days following Mark's visit were filled with reflection for Anna. As she watched Emily grow, her giggles filling the house, her innocent curiosity about the world, Anna felt the weight of all the choices she had made. The ache of Mark's absence lingered, but something else was growing within her, acceptance. She had lost so much, but she still had Emily, and she still had a chance to rebuild her life, even if it wasn't the one she had imagined. One evening, after putting Emily to bed, Anna sat by the window, looking out at the fading sunset. The phone rang, and when she picked it up, she was surprised to hear Mark's voice on the other end.
Hey, he said softly, his voice warmer than it had been in months.
Hey, Anna replied, her heart beating a little faster.
I've been thinking, Mark began, his tone hesitant, but steady.
About everything. I've been thinking about you, about Emily, about what we had.
Anna held her breath, unsure of what was coming next.
I'm not going to pretend that I've forgiven everything, Mark continued.
I'm still angry. I'm still hurt.
But I've been doing a lot of soul-searching, and I keep coming back to one thing, Emily. She's innocent in all of this. And, I still love her, Anna. I still love her like she's my own.
Tears filled Anna's eyes as she listened, her chest tightening with emotion.
And despite everything, a part of me still loves you, Mark added, his voice softer now. But things can't go back to how they were.
I think you know that.
Anna nodded, though he couldn't see her.
I know, she whispered, her voice thick with emotion.
There was a long pause, and then Mark spoke again.
I don't think we can be together anymore, Anna.
Too much has happened, and the trust we had. It's gone. But I don't want to disappear from Emily's life. I want to be there for her, to help raise her, even if I'm not her biological father. Anna sobbed quietly, overwhelmed by the bittersweet finality of his words. It wasn't the reconciliation she had once dreamed of, but it was something. It was a chance to move forward in a way that honored the love they had shared, even if it was broken now.
I want that too, she whispered. I want you to be part of her life, Mark. She loves you.
You've always been her father in every way that matters. Mark exhaled slowly, and for the first time in a long time, Anna felt a flicker of hope. Hope not for their marriage, but for the family they could still create, even if it looked different from what she had once imagined.
I'll be by tomorrow, Mark said quietly. We'll figure out how to make this work.
Chapter 18, A Different Kind of Family. The months that followed were filled with slow healing. Mark and Anna settled into a co-parenting routine that allowed them to focus on Emily, putting her needs at the forefront of every decision. It wasn't always easy. There were still moments of tension, awkward silences, and the occasional flare-up of old wounds, but they were committed to building a new kind of relationship, one that was based on respect and shared love for their daughter. David, too, remained a constant presence in Emily's life. Though his relationship with Anna never evolved beyond friendship, they found common ground in their shared responsibility for raising Emily. The bond between David and Emily grew stronger each day, and while there were moments of sadness, moments when Anna wished things had been different between her and Mark, she also felt a sense of peace. She had made terrible mistakes, but she was doing her best to right them now. And Emily, with her bright eyes and boundless energy, was thriving. That was all that mattered. One evening, as the sun set over the horizon and the house was filled with the quiet sounds of Emily playing in her room, Anna found herself reflecting on everything that had happened. The guilt and pain still lingered, but it was different now, softer, quieter, something she was learning to live with. She had lost her marriage, but she hadn't lost everything. She had Emily. She had David's support. And she had found a way to rebuild something with Mark, even if it wasn't the life they had once dreamed of. There was beauty in that, she realized. There was grace in accepting the life she had, rather than clinging to the one she had lost.
She had learned that families came in many forms, and sometimes, love wasn't enough to fix what had been broken, but it was enough to keep going. Later that night, as Anna tucked Emily into bed, the little girl reached up, her tiny fingers brushing against Anna's cheek. "Night, Mommy," Emily whispered, her voice filled with the kind of trust and love that made Anna's heart swell with emotion. "Good night, my love," Anna whispered back, kissing Emily's forehead. As she stood by the doorway, watching her daughter drift off to sleep, Anna smiled through her tears. She didn't know what the future held, but for the first time in a long time, she felt hopeful. She had made mistakes, but she was moving forward. And that was enough. She closed the door softly behind her, stepping into the quiet night, her heart lighter than it had been in months. Epilogue: Moving Forward. Years passed, and the scars of the past slowly healed. Mark remained a steady presence in Emily's life, always there for birthdays, school events, and the quiet moments that mattered most. Though their marriage had ended, Mark and Anna found peace in their co-parenting relationship, a bond forged through the love they both had for Emily. David, too, remained a central figure, involved in Emily's upbringing in ways that brought him joy and fulfillment. Though the circumstances of Emily's birth were complicated, they had formed a family around her, a family that wasn't defined by traditional boundaries but by love, patience, and understanding. As Emily grew, she learned about her origins, and while there were difficult conversations, she was surrounded by people who loved her deeply. Her mother, her father, and the man who had always been there for her. Anna, for her part, found a sense of redemption in her role as a mother. She had made peace with her past and had forgiven herself for her mistakes. Life didn't turn out the way she had planned, but it was still full of love, and that was enough. And so, as the years went by, the pieces of their broken lives slowly came together, forming a different picture than the one they had envisioned, but beautiful in its own way. In the end, they learned that family wasn't about perfection. It was about showing up, loving each other through the hard times, and moving forward together.